Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County recently put a new policy into place to help county departments recoup costs of public record searches, making the first hour free and then charging an hourly fee for additional work done. Jacob Dalby has been involved in some large public records requests, including one in May that the county billed him for over $4,000 for. Dalby says public access to records is a right and that charging people for searches is a violation of state law. The county contends charging someone for hours of work and sometimes thousands of pages of copies is fair and legal. Gas prices continue to fall for the sixth straight week, down 17.4 cents a gallon from last week. According to Gas Buddy, the state average is $4.57 a gallon. Campbell County continues to have Wyoming's second cheapest average price at $4.12 a gallon. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Last month, Campbell County's unemployment rate increased from 3.3% to 3.6%, although the increase is right in line with the national average. Last June, the unemployment rate was 6.1%. The labor force remained relatively stable, with Campbell County tied for the seventh highest unemployment in the state. According to the news record, from May to June, most county unemployment rates followed their normal seasonal pattern and rose slightly. Last week, some residents of Gillette attended the city council meeting to voice their concerns about unkempt lawns, calling them unsafe and a public eyesore. The council has directed staff to investigate the city ordinance regarding nuisances. And according to the city administrator, some folks actually take advantage and end up paying less by having the city mow their property than if they contracted someone themselves. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.